see. How do you feel?
I managed to leave. Got my phone. Talking to me. But still, what is laying on? I shall complete 80 years this month.
Yeah.
September 81. So now, due to age, it is becoming a little difficult.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the grace of Krishna. So how are you?
Quite good.
Okay. Chanting is going on.
Yes.
Thank you. That is our life answer. Grihe ma monete thako hagaurango morena. Wherever you live, it doesn't matter. Chant Hare Krishna. That is our only support. So bring food here. Lunch.
We should have the lunch here.
Huh?
We should have the lunch here?
Yes.
Well, the devotees are looking really good.
Huh?
The devotees are looking great, strong.
Yes. Falena policia, see? Like the result on us to study. Yesterday, one devotee's father and mother came. What is it? His father was very pleased to see him healthy, bright.
Hadn't seen him for 6 years.
Huh?
They hadn't seen him for 6 years.
6 years, yes. So we are inviting everyone, come here. Such a nice house given by George. You live here comfortably, eat nicely, and chant Hare. We don't want any factory work.
No.
Simply kartal and bilanga. Still people do not come. They prefer to go to the factory, whole day work in the hell. They prefer.
I suppose someday the whole of the world will just be chanting in the country.
That is not possible, but if some of the leading men, they take it seriously, then others will follow. It's like in our book, your signature is there, oh, George has it. They take it without any confidence. Krishna Bhagavan. Jajjad Acharati Shrestha. Tattat Eva Itarena. If the leading man does something, then his followers also. This is the way. So, if someone, the leading man of the world, they take this moment seriously, then people will get it. There's no doubt about it. You have come alone without any associate?
Just on my own.
Yes.
It took me a while to find it.
Huh?
It took me a while to find it. They're always building new roads everywhere and change the whole countryside, so I got a little lost.
You came here twice, right?
Yeah, three times.
Yeah.
Where will you be in India when you go back to India?
Most probably in Bombay.
Bombay?
Yes.
I was going to go to Bombay.
You have been in my Bombay?
Yes, Bombay. And Vrindavan, when they were just building.
Oh, Vrindavan. You come there, stay for some time.
Yeah. Well, this December.
We have got very nice
training
houses.
Yeah. I've been in Bombay.
Both in Bombay and Vrindavan. And Mahapur also.
Yeah.
Wherever you like. You will not feel any uncomfortable.
Yeah. Very nice. I was going to go to Bombay for a wedding.
Oh.
Some friends that are getting married.
When?
December 5th, I think.
Very nice season.
So,
Best time.
Best time.
You know, I think you met Lakshmi Shankar, the lady singer. Her daughter, who's also a singer, Vijayashree Shankar, and she's she's marrying a South Indian violin player. Yeah, L. Shankar.
He's also Shankar.
He's called L. Shankar. You know that South India, they have the funny way around, and they have like the surname is L.
It's more than
the father's name, so he's just called L. Shankar. His
book is
called L. Subramanian. Oh, actually, it's Subramanian who's been married. His brother's the one who's sitting with John McCartney. L. Shankar. So you never know what the other name is. It's quite good.
George says he wants to spend some time in Vrindavan.
I was only there for about 36 hours last time.
We have got now many good centers. Other than the gentleman, he's offering us a very good place at Mahabaleshwar. That's one of the famous hilly stations. Very nice place. So you can come and stay there. We have got now many good centers.
Yeah. I'll come and see if you're in Bombay, because I'll be near where the temple is. So.
Bombay is just like garden.
Yeah.
Yes. As good as your place. Yes. No, not so big. It is 17 acres. And Bombay is 5. Just God, give it, whatever you have got, give it. But don't give much, when you want, give more. Waste not, want not. Give more, that people say you should give more.
Is that
cauliflower? No, that is cauliflower. Amen. You can make it. Prasada
prasada. That's a lush man.
Yes, you can make it. There you see. So you can wash here. You see, here. Yeah. Here is also water. So you can. Put the balls outside. Yes, so that there will be sufficient place. Yeah. Our Indian system is very good. That's all. Sit down. You also sit down.
You got a towel?
Yeah, thanks.
Here.
I see the new books.
Yes.
You've been so busy.
Yes.
Just so many books.
Yeah. There are already 54, and another at least 30 books I have to finish before my death. That I have. Where is Ravi Shankar?
He's in, I think he's in New York. He'll be here 1st of August. And then I think he's...
He has got his house there.
No.
No.
Just a house in Banaras. Oh. Benares, he doesn't have anything. He just stays in hotels.
I was in Washington. Somebody told me that George Washington, George Harrison, has got his house here.
He had a little house here, but he...
No, you have got your house in Washington?
No.
Now you can begin.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Zimbupani?
Yes.
Zimbupani?
You give him two more sarans, he likes it. Sir, now you can begin also. All the boys and girls are so nicely qualified for Krishna's service.
They're looking better and better all the time.
Yeah.
It's nice for me to see Gurudas.
And
he's turning into a mountain.
His wife has also sannyasini also. Have you seen her latest?
No.
She has cut hair and white dress and living alone in a temple. Vairagya Vidya, you know, Bhakti Yoga. This Bhakti Yoga means Vairagya Vidya. Means detachment. That is the perfection of life. If we remain attached, that is conditional. Maya has made so many things attractive so that we have to remain attached and to come out of this attachment is called bhakti. So one man, you can sit down, you can eat. Padmavala, you can eat.
I've taken some look before.
So oh, you don't do that?
Yeah, I'm just...
Now you can eat. Go on. Prasada prapti matrena. Jaitita Prabhu is good management, looking after.
Okay.
Yes, he is very good manager, experienced.
Mm-hmm.
He is experienced manager.
Yeah.
Very good.
And
managing
things
managing have... this place now.
Well, it seems okay. It seems to be taking over pretty peacefully.
You are all through managing lots of activities.
Yes.
Now we have brought him here to see things.
Yeah.
Nice and ready.
It feels good.
Yeah.
Nice vibrations.
Yeah. One thing, Jayatita, why don't you sprinkle this water in this lawn?
Well, we do sprinkle it.
Just have an ordinary pumping. And then it will be great.
There's a kind of a limit on the there's kind of a limit on the amount of water pressure that you can get these days.
Limit.
It's limit. Been a drought in England. There's no very little water.
It is very dangerous. Everything is now yellow.
It's greener here than most places around, but
everything's so dry this year. A lot of trees and things dying with. I don't know what.
that will be the punishment for the sins. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There will be scarcity of bread, and there will be scarcity of food, and heavy taxation by God. And people will become mad on account of these three things. Anavisti, the Dukkha, Karabhika.
It's getting drier in England each year. It's like, it's probably going to end up as a desert another 100 years.
You expect like that?
Well, I don't know. I think the whole world's changing. And this, somebody said it's the pollution leaves such, there's so much of the oceans now with polluted and with oil
on the top. Ocean.
There's not so much evaporation anymore.
This is the sinful activities of the populace. That is real world. They are all engaged in sinful activity, especially this innocent animal killing. These are the all reactions.
In New York, they had one island
refuge
floated in the shore. For years they're building up islands of refuse and it floated in and now no one can go to the beaches.
Samosa.
Would they do that?
Why is Samosa? There is only one.
One more.
That?
I'm okay, actually.
You got a sour cream?
Sour cream?
Mm-hmm. I've got plenty, thanks.
Prasad, you can eat up to the neck. That is the heart. You never get in digestion.
Thank you.
You have got some fruits?
Yes.
There's a very nice mango preparation there. Did you taste it?
Which one?
Yes.
It's a chilled mango. It looks like...
Yes. Oh, this one.
What German garden has been had. We are introducing restaurants like this, and people are liking very much. We have got one restaurant in Hawaii, another restaurant we are organizing in Boston. That is being directly done by Alfred. You have met Alfred?
And not before.
No. No, I've never met him.
He's also a very nice boy. I was young back then. He's only 24 years. What is your age now?
33.
36. That boy is also a very nice young boy. Good guy to talk. Huh? No?
Thank you very much.
Do you feed everybody who comes Sunday?
Oh, Sunday they are all 500 to 1,000.
Yes. So they must cook for days to feed all those people?
Yeah, the day before, night before.
Do they bring food as well?
They bring grains or something like that, but it's all cooked.
We had very gorgeous Ratha Yatra ceremony in New York last Sunday. Sunday. 18.
A week ago yesterday.
Huh?
A week ago yesterday.
Yes, last Sunday.
Yeah. Good.
Mm. He fed about 10,000 that day.
Cauliflower. Mm. Technically.
I keep trying to finish. I'm trying to finish one so I can start on the next. I was sick also lately. I had something, I went yellow. I had jaundice.
Jaundice?
I don't know why. Just had food poisoning or something. And it affected my liver.
Who cooks for you?
Sometimes me, sometimes, I don't know, I think we'd had some Chinese food.
Oh, you should not take
out. But I was working as well, so I, you know, I think
but I ask you
pretty tired.
Yes, that and take it.
The only thing I could eat was papaya.
Papaya is really good.
Mm.
Yes.
I still have all that.
No, that is the deeper.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, all right. We are just attending a big planetarium in Miami. We have asked government to acquire land, 350 acres. That is negotiation going on. We shall give the Vedic planetarium.
Mm. Is that the one you were talking about? All the punch and...
The pigs can talk.
The planetarium will be 350 feet high and show the cosmogony of the spiritual world.
The construction is like your Washington capital. Like that.
The big dome.
Yeah. The estimate is 8 crores of a week. Is there any dahi preparation?
There's dahi water.
Oh, that's right. Ramdan is cook.
Plum and a little bit of banana.
Thanks. Thanks.
No.
As well.
Yeah, good.
Okay, thanks. Fine, that's it. That's fine.
You need a little lemon as well.
Yeah, that water will become it is water. Yeah, yeah.
Now let me finish all this.
No, this is that mango paper.
This is right.
Okay.
You like that, people? Yeah.
We used to have this with milk in Rishikesh.
Yeah. Oh.
Every day they'd leave outside of the door. Oh. It's good. Break even then with all the cost, running cost.
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All this food and fruit and stuff.
Yeah.
More than even.
We've got about 1,300 life members in the Indian community.
Mm.
And then when they come on the weekends, they bring food, they bring these Anadan donations, put their money in the box.
One time you just had the Godhead and incense.
Yeah. Now it's all public support.
So you got no incense side.
Yeah.
We
have no incense
anymore.
Mm.
And the books we just sell for very little. Barely make any money on them at all. So. Mm.
Are you reading sometimes like books?
Mm.
Which one?
Mainly Krishna.
Yes. That is an end book.
And Mukunda gave me the new books. Mukunda gave me the new books. But there's so much in there's just so much to read. I don't know how anybody could, for you to have written it. It's difficult enough to read all that about.
Sometimes they are surprised how one man can write so many books. But it is Krishna's way. Otherwise, it is not possible.
Yeah.
Humanly, it is not possible.
Series of books that by Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
The author started when he was 94 years old.
Sweet.
Writing it. And every single word is written by hand 500 years ago.
No, sweet.
The typewriters
are missing. No, poor.
No, it was Sunday. Like that.
Ten
no,
yeah.
You are in the same house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Henley.
Henley, yes. Very nice.
Mm, very nice. I work from the house. I have a studio, a recording studio in the house.
Oh.
So I don't have to go to London anymore.
Oh, yeah, all that in there. Mm. That's very nice. How many acres?
It's about 35.
Oh, very nice.
Did you get that other life?
Yeah. Only 500 pounds.
Really?
Amazing.
500 pounds?
Yeah, for 4 acres.
That's quite cheap.
Yeah, we were really surprised. But if it hadn't been for that, we'd have no cow pasture. The cows are out there.
We have got one cow, many cows, in Philadelphia. The milk bag is.
Yes.
She gives 102 pounds a day.
Mm. Of milk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who milks the cows?
Some of the devotees.
Mm. We have got tanks for storing milk. Tanks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. All up to that. Refrigerator and everything.
Yeah.
That's extra milk they're selling.
Mm.
Similarly in Newman now, we are getting 1,000 pounds milk daily. 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a place in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. How many cows? Must be hundreds.
Hundreds.
But the Philadelphia is more organized. Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Through the nozzles, milk carrying, all the hot water is washing.
It's a much better facility than that Pennsylvania place. Newman Dobbin is kind of they built up from scratch by themselves.
Rustic.
Yeah, rustic.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, they bought this fabulous farm all made up.
But those are
already there.
Beginning to this one. Yeah.
Oh, no. Please.
No, it's
good. No, I'm really full.
That's
right. I
won't have to eat for a few days.
Sweets.
Maybe one.
Sweet will help you digest. Don't eat 3, at least 4.
No, I won't be able to eat anything much more.
3 is given to the enemy. According to our Indian system, if you give somebody 3, that means he's enemy.
Oh, really? I always liked the number 3.
Hey, you must need at least 4.
I like 3, 5, 7, 9, those numbers.
Pinch of truth. What are the 3 enemies? Calm, growth.
Lust, anger, greed.
3 enemies. 3 enemies. Lusty desire, anger, and greediness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of nice 3s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. 3. 3 words, Sankamartha Pada, Trinity,
Triguna.
Tribhuvan, yes.
Tribhuvan, they look so nice.
Well, they're all necessary. I think one of your master's other devotees, I forget his name, Goswami, big in Vrindavan, big tall with a staff, bald hair. Did you say his name?
Purushottama.
Purushottama, yeah.
Vrindavan.
Yeah.
He's not a sundae.
Pardon?
He's not sundae.
Oh, well, the one I met had staff, maybe it was a different one.
Maybe Madhav.
He's bigger.
He's my god.
Yeah. But he didn't talk English. But all the people I was with said he spoke very good Sanskrit, had a good understanding of Sanskrit, but I couldn't understand anything, you know. I just watched him.
Sanskrit.
I think Purushottam Gosai.
Huh?
I think Purushottam
Gosai. He's talking about Purushottam
Gosai.
He's blackish?
No.
Not fair complex. Purushottam?
I think he was fur, but he was very tall, very big, and, you know, like this huge size. Huh. Well, you know that place where I stayed the night? And is he not?
He's not a sannyas.
He's not
sannyas. He's household.
He married me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had his son lived there.
Yeah,
But maybe he's taken me. I don't know. I thought he had Madandi, one of those staffs. We saw the little temple in the garden, and then the Krishna and Radha, where they stay in bed. It's like a bed like this.
Oh.
You know the one?
Nirubhan.
I saw that, where he's been out all night, so he doesn't get up until 10 o'clock in the morning.
I have not seen our temple since it is inaugurated. No.
No.
This time you come.
Yeah.
Many thousand people come to see.
I saw a photograph.
Huh?
I saw the photograph. Oh, it looks really nice. It's big.
Now they say it's the most beautiful modern temple.
You have seen our. Now there is any print of the temple.
Now there's photographs.
You have a nice photograph of the reception downstairs.
Actually, it was half built.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even the building you went into is more up the roof.
That courtyard is very beautiful. There is a tawar tree. That is very valuable to me. The mission church said, asked me to cut.
Yes, I remember.
What is nonsense? Such a...
I remember that.
He has no idea.
No.
Now on the count of the tree, it looks so beautiful.
Yes, it's very
good. The whole tree has flourished since the temple began.
We planned the whole temple around that tree. The whole plan was
it's a big old tree.
Trees and just in the courtyard of the temple, so we left it there.
The mahal tree is the same color as Krishna, Shyam. Like a fresh rain cloud color. So when Radharani sees the tree, she thinks of Krishna. So when we see the tree, we think of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada sits underneath the tree and watches.
Radharani in separation was embracing the tree, tamal tree. And they say that in Vrindavan only there are four tamal trees only.
Yes, they've said four or six, and very few.
Thanks.
Is this drink?
Yeah, it's lemonade.
compliments to the chef.
What is this water?
Lemonade.
Is there any more?
I just took it down. I can get some.
Bring them. Yes, give me a little for drinking. You want a little more?
Are you ever going to stop traveling?
That is Krishna's desire. I don't want, personally. But if Krishna wants, then you have. We have got now and then two centers, different parts of the world.
Still six more to go.
Huh?
Six more to go.
Yeah. We have got a very nice house in Detroit. If you sometimes go there.
Where about?
Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah. Now they need one there. Such a crazy place.
Heavy place.
That house was constructed 50 years ago at the cost of $6 million. And we have got it very cheap. $300,000.
What was it, a big house?
Yeah, a very big mansion on Riverside.
Not as big, holy cats, but the building is very costly.
Yeah.
One room will cost now $300,000. Mm. So nicely.
They estimated it would cost about $15 million to build such a house now.
Yeah. Well, they probably wouldn't even bother or be able to if it's. Is it an old house?
50 years old. Mm. It's very solid though, very good conditions. Mm.
And on the house on bottom there is a river. Mm. Not directly, but an offshoot of river. People come rowing. Very nice situation. And because that is black water, nobody was punching. So I said, then what husband is black and white? But seriously, so we got to get cheap. And that Alfred gave 150,000, and the other card, Elizabeth. Was punctured.
Did they ever get a temple in Hamburg?
Huh?
In Hamburg?
Yeah.
I was there once, but they just had a little tiny house and they were trying to get another temple.
I think closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever get that together?
They
had a place in Frankfurt, and most of the roses are just outside of Frankfurt.
Practically,
what we have one
place in Hamburg.
No.
And we have got another palace. What is that village?
South of Paris, that one?
No, France?
Yes, yeah, south of Paris. It's a near place called Valence. Very nice place.
What do you call it? The French
Chateau.
Chateau.
Yeah. It's all about 250 acres.
Really?
Huge fields. Beautiful.
Really?
It's really fantastic.
Yeah.
It's very mature.
Yeah.
So that's above the goal, isn't it? 108 tenths.
Yeah.
Should go that. Should stop alone, too.
Should be able to do it this year, I think.
Yeah.
We should hit 108 this year, I think.
Centers.
108 centers.
Oh.
Temples and farms.
But we want Varka. Otherwise, Krishna is giving us so many centers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In India, we can get so many places. But how to manage? Simply checking from person, and if I cannot manage nicely, that does not do well. Therefore I say, first of all, get men, then take donations, then you know how. How many devotees you are living here?
There's about 100
to the Yeah, then it is all right. And if there was no devotee, 10 devotees, then how could we manage?
So, we have about 15 devotees that work almost all the time on the grounds.
Yes. So what is the difficulty? Sprinkling water, that water? It's costly.
We'll try to sprinkle more, but there's a lack of water pressure.
By pump.
That's what we have.
I can bring down the well side.
Well, no, we had a little Honda pump. You had to start it off. It's an engine, I think.
Yeah.
And put one pipe into the lake. Just pump out of the lake, and then you have a sprinkler on the other side. Makes a noise, that's the only thing. Makes a noise and gives off an exhaust.
Say 1 hour, 2 hours.
But you could use the water out of the lake.
Oh,
then nobody could really complain about that.
Yeah. That's the way you'd have to do it.
It probably wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't take the level down too much.
No.
How do you fill that up?
That's a natural watershed. This is the lowest place in the area, in about 4 miles every direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these underground water tables feeding it.
Mm-hmm.
If there is there, then there is no scarcity of water.
In the winter it goes
up. All the water comes here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But how, when you drained it, then how did you stop it from filling up?
Well, it did fill up in the winter quite a bit, but then the summer went right back down.
Yeah.
To fill it up now, we had to use city water to get started.
Yeah.
As soon as it rains, it goes up about this far.
Yeah.
Yes,
you have
to do about 6 inches. This is how much time.
Mm.
You don't have a well in your place?
No, just that hole, borehole.
Oh, yeah.
Originally the lakes, though, were filled just like this, as well as from the drains.
Right.
You know, when it rained off the house, everything would go and had a big storage tank with one of those ball cocks on it. And underneath that big bank of rhododendrons was like a room built there, which was a storage tank. But then any other water you must have used just from the mains.
Oh, yeah.
But these days, you know, there are meters on the mains, so you have to pay for every gallon.
Yeah.
What about getting those water dividers to come and find water?
Yeah, well, you can find it, I think, anywhere if you just bore a hole.
Go down far.
So all we did was just bore at the end of the lake. Mm. But you have to go down to the depth of the riverbed. And there's so much water because the rain, it's all chalk and limestone. So the rain, that's the problem, it's watering the summer. You, if you put water
from your just, house, the river is near.
Yeah.
Thames.
Yeah, but then the Thames is here and we're up on the hill. So we bored a hole here right down to the 300 feet, I think, 350 feet to the level of the river. And then a pump, and can pump it out. But when it does rain, or if you do water the ground, it's all so chalky that it runs right through. So it's hard to, you know, keep a lot of moisture in the water. But also, at the same time, all the rainwater runs through. When it hits the rock level of the riverbed, then there must be tons of water down there. I mean, we can pump out of there all day long, now, for months on end, and nothing seems to dry up.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You could even do it by hand if you ran out of electricity.
I mean, the bore is actually only about this wide. You couldn't have a little bucket.
Yeah, we applied for permission actually to dig a well, but around here at least you have to get permission from
the We did too, and you have to put your name on a list on a public notice and in the local papers. And if somebody wants to complain about it, then they have a chance to. And once it's been up there for a few days or a week or something, and if nobody's made any formal complaint for any reason, like maybe they've got one or a borehole, and you maybe, you know. So then once you just go ahead, you know, and it's all approved, and then your name goes on the list someplace, I suppose, in the county surveyor's office. So you do have to go through, you know, a couple of months of waiting.
In a way,
maybe it's worth
it. Yeah, I think
just
so.
Just to set borehole to replenish.
Cost a lot of money for water,
and you have to just pay for the cost of the borehole.
Hmm.
And the pump. And just to, probably to lay on electricity to where the pump is. The pump, we put it all just in the ground. You can't even see it.
Yeah.
You know, by that weeping willow.
Yeah.
So if you want to take little rest, we can arrange for that.
Rest?
Yes, probably.
No.
Okay.
I think Shubhava, do you want to rest?
Yeah. No.
You take a rest.
I'm taking rest now, it's 24 hours. No, I have no other business than to take rest.
Always resting in the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
That is the real rest. Krishna tadiya pada pangala pandanam tam adhaiva visatu me ma nasaraja hansa prana prayana samaye kapubhata pitto kanthahu rodhara sasmaranam kutaste Mukundamala Sutra. There is a big empire, Samrat Kulasekhar, Emperor Kulasekhar. He was a great devotee. So he wrote some poetry. How many kings were so advanced? Rajasi. They were king at the same time, saintly. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, even the Rajarshaya Vidhu, this science of Bhagavad Gita was learned by the Rajarshis. People were happy, therefore, the head of the institute, they were all saintly persons. So this Kulasekhar, he writes, to the beginning of his poetry. Krishna, oh Krishna, Krishna Tudiya Pada Pankaja Panjanantam. Pankaja means lotus flower. The Krishna's lotus field is just like lotus flower. The lotus flower has stem down, and the swans, they take pleasure to go down the water and entangle by the stem. Have you seen their pleasure? Mm-hmm. Yes. That is their great sporting, to be entangled by the stem and come out in this way, go deep. This is their sporting. So this Kulasekhar is playing by Lord Krishna. Let my swan of mine be entangled with the stem of your lotus feet. Krishna tadiya padapanga cha panjananta udhaiva. Immediately, Vishatu, let enter. Who? Udhaiva Vishatu, my Madhasa Raja Hansa, my mind, which is just like a swan. So, why Daiva immediately? He says, the prana prayana samaya, at the time of death, prana prayana samaya, kafavata pittu, when the physical condition of the body will be in disorder, kapha pittu bhaiva will be not in order. Prana prayana samaye kapavata putto kanthapuru. At that time I shall not be able to speak. So I may not be able to chant Hare Krishna. The better I am now is good health. So let my mind be entangled with the stain of your lotus feet. Very nice poetry. Krishna tadiya padapanga sa panjarantam addaiva visata me ma nasaraja hansa prana prayana samaye kahavasa pitto kanthavarodhara vidhade smaranankudu. At that time I may not be able to attack Krishna or think of you, and now I am healthy, let me finish this business. That means let me die immediately. Now I am healthy, I am quite in fit. This is the idea. Ante Narayana Smriti. At the time of death, if one remembers Krishna, that is like this. Immediately goes to Krishna. Just like Ajami. He chanted Narayana and immediately his path to Vaikuntha became. Yeah. So this practice means whatever we practice all through life, there is chance of coming that remembrance at the time of death, and then it is successful. Life is successful. If at the time of death one can remember Krishna, but his whole life is our one student, Kartikeya, his mother was very fortunate. So his mother had nothing to do with the society, but the boy was attached, and she heard several times Krishna, that this boy is attached to Krishna. At the time of her death, she asked her son, is your Krishna here? And just see her fortunate. She simply uttered this word, is your Krishna here? Then she died. Very conscious. So on account of her son, she got salvation. Yes. Otherwise, Kartikal told me that he went to see his mother, and the mother was going to Boulder. And the mother did not receive him well. All I did sit down and come in. She was such lady, but when Krishna was there, at the time of death, she inquired her son, "Is your Krishna here?" That's not possible. Very possible.
When my mother died, I sent, I had to send my sister and father out of the room because they were getting emotional, and I just chanted Hare Krishna.
So she chanted?
I did.
Oh, that's nice. But she could hear?
I don't know. I don't know. She was in like a coma or something. But it was the only thing I could
think of. When did it happen?
In 1970.
Oh.
But it was the only thing I could think of that maybe value, you know.
Anyway, if she has heard Hare Krishna, she'll get the benefit. Either she chants or somebody chanting, if she hears, Savanam Kirtanam, both the same thing. Little chance. Sarva Vapyasya Dharmasya Trayati Vapyamaya. So let us practice in such a way that at the time of death we may remember that that is happening. Sattabhiyam punarjanma naiti mameti kohme. So you are reading Krishna repeatedly?
Pardon?
A Krishna book.
Yeah.
You are reading repeatedly?
Well, you know, I read it every so often. Huh. I always take the Gita with me wherever I go. I mean, that's the one, I just keep that all the time. But, you know, I just sometimes read a little of something, a little bit of something else. I've never been a great reader.
No, you have no chance. You have to think so many. But on account of your chanting Krishna, so many people are chanting.
I don't think it's on my account.
No, they say, the judge chants Hare Krishna. They say, is it good
enough? Yes, I
was. Yes. And you have got many thousand followers.
Well, it's nice, but I think we all...
Anyway, you go on chanting. That will influence others. There is a poetry written by, I think in the Chaitanya Upanishad, Rupa Goswami is wondering, oh, I do not know what sweetness there in these two words, Krishna.
Priyo, yes.
Huh?
The verse starts with Priyo, dear. Yes.
Varnadvai. Remember this much. Rajani, what kind of nectar is there in these two words, Krishna? You have seen, did it turn? No, it was closed.
Yes. Oh, yes, it's closed.
It's open again now.
Well, it's open.
It's open now, the RT is going on.
Huh.
Afternoon RT.
Sometimes you can come and stay here, see the RT.
Yeah.
At least one day, whole program. Yeah. How they're doing. What is the program, whole day?
It starts at 4:15, you will call them.
Morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe RT and then worship Tulsi Devi, chant Japa, and have class, and then worship on 8:15. So during the day we all work, and in the evening again at 7 o'clock, everyone comes together for the RT and class.
How is that school in Texas, you know, with all the children?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, school
school. Yeah. Is that school? We have about six schools now. One's in this place in France. We have a school there, this farm. And in Dallas and Los Angeles and Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Mayapur. Mayapur.
Bring down the Gurukul also.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of strange things written in those books.
They always write strange things.
But particularly about the little children's school.
It's because they don't want to define that before they write things.
It's like they said that the children sleep in the basement. That's because it was in the hot summer. And everyone goes to the basement because it's the kids.
The kids don't feel any difficulty at all sleeping on the floor. It's a little very naturally, yeah. Scared. You know, it's just after you get to a certain age, the conditioning affects you.
Yeah, they said they live without furniture.
Yeah, they said they're prejudiced about
the... Yeah, with their hands.
Yeah. You got the last copy of 7th?
7th ring?
Yeah.
There's some books that came out since I brought those out.
There was also some, I think it was a guy who was trying to get his wife back or something. And when I was in California, it was all the time on the TV. And he was saying, they stole my fucking wife. This story's killing me. It's so funny because the way on the
world. I know this bus. Brahmachari Gurukule.
I think that's in 7-2.
That's
in 7-1 or 7-2.
No.
16th chapter, first verse, I think.
Huh?
I think it's the 16th chapter, first verse. First verse is the first verse of the
chapter. Yeah, I
know. Brahmachari Gurukule.
Yeah.
13.
One man came once to the temple, but he had heard his daughter participated in one of our fire sacrifices, so he was afraid to...
Fire sacrifices?
First, we have initiations, we have fire sacrifices. Mm-hmm. So he was afraid that she had been sacrificed.
Good.
Sri Narada Vacha, Brahmachari Guru Kale, Vasandanto Guru, Vitam, Acharam Dasavani Cho, Guru Surida, Sorida. Narada Muni said, a student should practice completely controlling his senses. He should be submissive and should have an attitude of firm friendship for the spiritual master. With a great vow, the Brahmachari should live in the Gurukul only for the benefit of the Guru.
Next.
Sayam Kratu Pasi, the Guru Bagnan Kasurotaman, Sankhya Upecha Yatava, Japan Brahma Samahita. At both junctions of day, namely in the early morning and in the evening, he should be fully absorbed in thoughts of the spiritual master, fire, the sun god, and Lord Vishnu, and by chanting the Gayatri Mantra, he should worship them.
Well, really.
Chandang siddhi gita goro rahutas chetsu yantritaha upakrame vasane chachalanao shirasanume. Being called by the spiritual master, the student should study the Vedic mantras regularly. Every day before beginning his studies, and then at the end of his studies, the disciple should respectfully offer obeisances unto the spiritual master. Me kala jinavasang sijata danda kumandalun vibriya rupavitam chadarpapanir yatoritam. Carrying pure kusha grass in his hand, the brahmachari should dress regularly with a straw of belt and with deerskin garments. He should wear matted hair, carry a rod and water pot, and be decorated with a sacred thread, as recommended in the Shastras. Sayam pratascharet bhaiksyam guravetan nivedayet punjita yadyanugyato no cherupavaset pachet. The brahmachari should go out morning and evening to collect alms, and he should offer all that he collects to the spiritual master. He should eat only if ordered to take food by the spiritual master. Otherwise, if the spiritual master does not give this order, he may sometimes have to fast. Sushi lo mita buk dakshak shraddhano jitendriya yavadartam yavahare stri shushu jiteshu cha. A brahmachari should be quite well behaved and gentle, and should not eat or collect more than necessary. He must always be active and expert, fully believing in the instructions of the spiritual master and the Shastra. Fully controlling his senses, he should associate only as much as necessary with women or those controlled by women. Vajayet pramadagatang agrihasto brihadvrataha indriyani pramatini arantyapiyater manaha. A brahmachari, or one who has not accepted the grihastha ashram, or family life, must rigidly avoid talking with women or about women, for the senses are so powerful that they may agitate even the mind of a sannyasi, a member of the renounced order of life. Kesha prasadanomma dhanasnapana bhyanjanadikam guru stri bir yuvati bhi karayen natmano yuva. If the wife of the spiritual master is young, a young brahmachari should not allow her to care for his hair, massage his body with oil, or bathe him with affection like a mother. Nanvagnih pramadanama kritakumba samakuman sutama piraho jahyat angyadaya vadartha krit. Woman is compared to fire, and man is compared to a butter pot. Therefore, a man should avoid associating even with his own daughter in a secluded place. Similarly, he should also avoid association with other women. One should associate with women only for important business and not otherwise. Kalpayit vātmanā yāvad kābhāsam idam īśvaraḥ dvaitam tāvan dhavirame tato yasya viparyayaḥ. As long as a living entity is not completely self-realized, as long as he is not independent of the misconception of identifying with his body, which is nothing but a reflection of the original body and senses, he cannot be relieved of the conception of duality, which is epitomized by the duality between a man and woman. Thus there is every chance that he will fall down because his intelligence is bewildered. Etat sarvam grihastasya samam natam yaterapi guru vrittir vikalpena grihastasya tugaminah. All the rules and regulations apply equally to the householder and the sannyasi, the member of the renounced order of life. The grihastha, however, is given permission by the spiritual master to indulge in sex during the period favorable for procreation. Anjana bhyanjanon madastrivya yavale kami shangmadhu sragandha lepa lakarangs kyajeyur ye brihadvrataha. Brahmacharis, or grihasthas, who have taken the vow of celibacy as described above, should not indulge in the following: applying powder or ointment to the eyes, massaging the head with oil, massaging the body with the hands, seeing a woman or painting a woman's picture, eating meat, drinking wine, decorating the body with flower garlands, smearing scented ointment on the body, or decorating the body with ornaments. These they should give up. Ushit vaivam gurukule dvijo ditya vabhudyacha traim sangopanishadam yavadartam yathabalam gadvavaram alugyato gurukkamam yadishvaraha kriham vanam vapravishe pravraje tatra vavase. According to the rules and regulations mentioned above, one who is twice born, namely a brahmana, kshatriya, or vaishya, should reside in the gurukula under the care of the spiritual master. There he should study and learn all the Vedic literatures, along with their supplements and the Upanishads, according to his ability and power to study. If possible, the student or disciple should reward the spiritual master with the remuneration the spiritual master requests. And then, following the master's order, the disciple should leave and accept one of the other ashramas, namely the grihastashrama, vanaprasthashrama, or sannyasashrama, as he desires.
So, this is my copy?
Yes.
He can give.
This is Prabhupada's Lord's book. Just give him out. What was he was saying? I thought you were going to read out of here something about Krishna, the two.
This was about the brahmachari and the gurukula in the school, what a young child should learn to practice.
Yeah. But I thought you were saying something about the sound, with the two sounds of Krishna.
Krishna Varnadvai.
I wish I had 10,000 ears to hear the sweet sound of Krishna and 10,000 tongues to say it so that I could go to my heart.
So this is an... I didn't get this one?
No, that's the latest.
It's just sound coming to part 3.
They bring the first two copies to Srila Prabhupada around these. So that this we got in New York just before we left.
He's right off the press.
Look at the pictures.
The speech tests are made by our boys.
Yes, beautiful.
They're learning more and more.
This one is very good because it explains the breakdown of social divisions.
Mm-hmm.
The Divine Ashram system. It's very good.
This instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam was never given before in Western countries.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time.
Yes.
Therefore, they are appreciating. We are selling our book daily, $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All over the world.
Srila Prabhupada, you're going to outdo Shakespeare soon. You will have written more English words than William Shakespeare. Maybe you already have.
I don't think Shakespeare has brought out 56 books.
Encyclopedia Britannica wrote you this asking for...
They have said...
Yeah. Because it is the one.
Yes.
These books are, you know, such a lot of work. I don't know how he did it all.
Well, everyone else sleeps for a while.
Yeah.
We were at night, I don't sleep.
Yeah.
Not that because I'm sick. and at Janadeya Gamsini. At most 2 hours. At most.
I think it's a long time since you've taken any rest at night.
I take little rest during daytime. So only all 3 to 4 hours. Mm. But actually, I do not like to sleep.
Yeah. So it's a waste of time.
I think it is. When I go to sleep, I think that now I'm going to waste my time.
Yeah.
I actually think like that.
What's the word for, they call it the little death? Sleep is the little death.
The Shastra also, Prahlad Maharaj, this guy, the sleeping is waste of time. You find out that bus?
It's in the
17th. He is estimated, we have got 100 years age at most. After that, 50 years lost sleeping.
Mm.
And then 20 years playing, it's child and boy.
Yeah.
And in old age, another.
Pumso varshasatam yayus tada adham. Chajitatmanaha, nishpalam yadaso ratriyam, shaitendam prapitas tamam. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years, but for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost, because at night he sleeps 12 hours, being covered by ignorance. Therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years.
Then 50 years immediately minus.
Mm.
Then, out of the 50 years.
Mubdasya balye kaisare kridato yati vimsati jareya grasta dehasya yati akalpasya vimsati.
In the tender age of childhood, when everyone is bewildered, one passes 10 years. Similarly, in boyhood, engaged in sporting and playing, one passes another 10 years. In this way, 20 years are wasted. Similarly, in old age, when one is an invalid, unable to perform even material activities, one passes another 20 years wastefully. Durāparena kāmena mohena ca balīyasya śeṣaṁ griyeṣu śaktasya pramathasya apayātihi.
One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted, because even during those years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service.
So 100 years finished. 50 years, 20 years, 20 years, and 10 years finished.
Which volume is that?
This is the volume before that one.
Part 2.
Yeah, it's Prahlad Maharaj's instructions.
You can give that volume.
Did you, I'm not too sure which ones I got it to.
You got about two more coming before that. I'll give them to you if you go.
Is that the one of them? You got that?
I found that verse. Actually, Vajra found it. Tundei tandala yoyamvinanuti tundavali labhari.
Yeah, yeah. Kardana. You just note down this verse and give it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the translation is, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert.
That's very nice poetry. Read it again.
The The English?
Tunde Tandoni.
I don't chant very well in Bengali. Hare Krishna Parashara.
Yes.
Yeah.
You first of all, recite.
Is this all?
This is all Sanskrit. Tunde.
Tunde Tandav.
Tunde Tandav Niratim Getanute Tunda Vali Labdaye Kainakro Rakadam Vini Gata Katayatay. Gatayate karnam bhudevyakspriham cheta prangarasan gini vijayate sarvindriyanam kritim modane janita kiyad viramita krishneti varnadvai.
One thing you can record and give in the...
Yeah, I'll make a copy of this tape and then you...
Yeah. Now if you recite me properly, and then it will be recorded, and then it will be like.
This is Sanskrit.
That's Sanskrit. Yeah. It's written, it's written in Bengali characters.
In India, in all different states, they have got different alphabets. But the Sanskrit is the same. There is no change in Sanskrit. In India's culture, all the provinces, they talk in Sanskrit. If you chant this mantra according to this aspect too, your admirers will take it very nice. And that will be a great benefit to the mass of you.
I don't know if they'd like it.
Yeah.
They don't understand already, they don't understand such a lot.
Still,
even when you say it in English, even when you say things to them in English, they don't understand. Still, some of them.
Now that word Krishna,
yeah.
If they hear, that will be the same as
there's no tape left.
How do I do?
I've heard that one, Jay. It is he. It is he. We were in Vrindavan. Somebody, we were singing in the morning, singing this Jay Krishna. Jay Krishna. And he asked, this person said to me, you should make it into a song, you know, for in English. So I wrote English verses, and then each chorus it has Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Don't know if you heard that song.
Yes,
it was on that extra texture. You know that one?
Yeah,
I probably heard. I wrote the English words, he whose eyes have seen what our lives have been and who we really are. It is he, Jai Sri Krishna. And then it has a chorus. He whose sweetness flows to any one of those that curse to look his way, see his smile, Jai Sri Radhe. And then the chorus again.
This is on George's new record.
Well, it was last year.
Last year.
He who is complete, three worlds at his feet, cause of every star, it is he, Jai Sri Krishna.
It's a nice song. But I took the old, the tune that we sang in Vrindavan and just made slightly different, you know, with chords, chord patterns.
So next day probably for a good thing.
Really, I'm putting your tip. This little girl here, the baby girl, I was trying to think of a name, so I told him to call it Dara, you know, because from Radha, Radha, it becomes Dara,
yeah.
Which is in its
Dara, yeah.
Dara.
It's like that.
And so he called his girl that.
It's the story of Valmiki. You know that story? Valmiki was a murderer, or a dacoit. Thief.
Mora.
Yeah, so he was led by Narad Muni, I think.
Yeah.
And he was...
Balmi.
Yeah, he was advised by Narad Muni to please chant the holy name of the Lord and give up this thievery, so he wouldn't. So instead, he says, so you chant Mora. Mora means death. So then agreed.
Mora.
So he was
Mora, Mora.
Mora, Mora.
Later on, this Valmiki, he wrote the Ramayana.
Yeah.
After having chanted Rama, Mara, he became pure from this.
Transcendental freedom.
Yeah. Anyway. All those.
Yeah, Johnson. Long live.